We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Happy viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Dashiell 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Douai, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhengtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.supremastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.supremastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, advocacy groups support women in South Sudan. In animal news, a kind-hearted woman from the United States helps a man and his dogs return home. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 23rd, which is the 19th day of the second month on the lunar calendar, the birthday of the Kuan Yin Bodhisattva is commemorated. Also known as the Goddess of Mercy or Goddess of Infinite Compassion, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva is revered by Buddhists in countries throughout the globe. According to legend, as she was entering paradise, she heard the cries of the world and vowed to help all earthlings reach enlightenment and be liberated from suffering. In the Chinese language, Kuan Yin means literally observing the sound. For this special day, devotees gather in temples dedicated to her. Due to Kuan Yin's immense benevolence, she is often associated with the plant-based diet, as it follows ahimsa or non-violence, the first precept in Buddhism. She is one of the most popular deities in East Asia. As the birth of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva is joyfully celebrated, may our earth be blessed with abounding love, peace, and virtue she exemplifies.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Japan. As of Tuesday, March 22nd, the number of confirmed fatalities and those still unaccounted for from the record-setting 9.0 magnitude earthquake and massive tsunami exceeded 21,000. More than 350,000 people remain in evacuation centers in northeastern Japan, many still short in urgent supplies such as food, water, medicine, and the fuel and electricity needed to guard against frigid temperatures. Meanwhile, rescue personnel have been removing rubble by hand in remote areas where heavy machinery cannot be brought in due to destroyed roads, with many people lingering at the site of their previous homes in hope of connecting with lost relatives or finding meaningful belongings. Their trauma is further rocked by ongoing strong aftershocks more than 10 days after the devastating quake. On Tuesday, northeastern Japan was rocked by four powerful tremors of magnitudes over 6.0 on the Richter scale, occurring within 2.5 hours of each other. Japan's meteorological agency cautioned the public to be alert for more aftershocks, which could collapse already damaged buildings or even cause another tsunami. As international efforts to aid the nation continue, the provincial Red Cross chapter of Ayutthaya in Thailand organized a parade on a busy Bangkok street featuring six delightful elephants from a local elephant shelter and colorful Thai folk dancers accepting donations for Japan.
With her sorrowful prayers and love, Supreme Master Qinghai has donated $80,000 to assist Japan, requesting that our association members, including doctors and nurses, go to render emergency aid, bringing urgent supplies such as medicine to the victims, particularly the vulnerable elderly and young. Combined with contributions from our international association members, the donation amounts to over $110,000. Since the initial disaster, our association members from Japan and Formosa or Taiwan have been conducting relief work in several teams.
As per Supreme Master Qinghai's concerned request for updates, the following is a report from our association's relief team in Japan on their work after having delivered essential supplies to Miyagi Prefecture.
March 21st, 2011, Most Compassionate Master. We came back from a trip to Kentanuma City of Miyagi Prefecture early this morning, taking a longer route to avoid going near nuclear plants. The place was one of the most severely damaged by the tsunami. Everything was turned to ruins like a garbage field, and it is very difficult to imagine that people ever lived there. We went through rough, narrow roads among the messy debris, visiting Hashikami in the outskirts of Kentanuma City, where people had only one rice ball to eat per day. Many people's eyes were still red from crying over the loss of loved ones.
We brought them medicine, noodles, soup, instant curry, toppings for rice, chocolate biscuits, baby diapers, sanitary stuffs, toothbrushes, towels, baby wipes, warm coats and pants, socks, gloves, scarves, hot packs, undergarments, etc., as well as informative flyers on the vegan solution to catastrophic climate change. We brought three oil heaters to the refugee place in a school hall. They were so happy and cried with appreciation. The children were especially delighted to receive Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life. Their eyes were sparkling with happiness, and they showed us very special smiles. We are so grateful to be able to bring Master's love and blessings to them.
Thank you so much, Master. Now, if we can get a truck, we plan to go to Iwate Prefecture next. We will keep you informed. Again, thank you very, very much, Master, for your generosity. With all our love, Gunmat Center, Japan.
In reply, Supreme Master Qinghai sent the following message. God bless you. I'm also very grateful to you and your dedication in the frontline works. Fearless, loving heroes. I'm proud of you, no end. With all my love to your team and the people of Japan. If you need more money for travel expenses for you and doctors and nurses, please inform Shihu. I'll instruct them to supply. Qinghai. Our thankfulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's permission to share these details with our global viewers, as well as our association's foreign group for providing this report.
In an update on the nuclear crisis at the coastal Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, sparked by the effects of the quake combined with a 14-meter-high tsunami wave, all six reactors were successfully connected to an external power source on Tuesday, with the hope of restoring the plant's cooling infrastructure to prevent a meltdown and catastrophic radiation leakage. With the radioactivity containing smoke from reactors number 2 and number 3 diminishing on Tuesday, work was also resumed on those reactors.
On Monday, the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, reported radiation levels in the town of Namie, 20 kilometers from the plant, that was 1,600 times higher than normal. Also that day, the government found water contaminated with radioactive iodine in 9 prefectures, up from 7 prefectures on Friday. Among them are Tokyo, Kanagawa, Ibaraki, Tochigi, Gunma, Saitama, Chiba, Niigata, and Yamanashi.
Radiation levels 400 times higher than normal were also found 5 centimeters below the surface of the soil at roadsides 40 kilometers away from the plant.
With the ban on the sale of raw milk from Fukushima Prefecture still in place, the government has also banned the shipment of leafy vegetables from Ibaraki, Tochigi, Gunma, and Fukushima Prefectures, where produce has been found to contain radiation levels higher than legally safe limits. Due to its buildup in fish tissue, monitoring of seafood is also expected to continue indefinitely after excessive concentrations of radioactive iodine and cesium were found in seawater 100 meters south of the plant's water outlet. In the United States, the Washington State Department of Health also reported trace levels of radiation from the Fukushima plant were detected in the city of Seattle.
Similarly, Health Canada has also detected negligible amounts of radiation over recent days.
With many fishing and trawling ships left badly damaged or completely gone in the wake of the tsunami, a spokesman for Tokyo's Tsukiji Fish Market commented on the scope of loss, saying, "The entire fishing industry has disappeared. Seafood facilities have also been destroyed, such as the coastal whaling base in Ishinomaki City of Miyagi Prefecture, where the whale processing facility was washed away." In terms of cost to the nation, the World Bank estimates a financial toll of up to $235 billion for this disaster, making it one of the most expensive in modern history.
Our deep appreciation for the help extended from around the world to Japan during this time. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's wholehearted support of the Japanese people, as well as for the tireless endeavors of our association's relief teams. With our condolences for all lives and other losses, we pray for the smooth recuperation of the Japanese people as humanity strives to stabilize the ecosphere through kinder, more uplifting lifestyles.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Earthquakes strike Afghanistan's Hindu Kush region and the Philippines. On Monday, March 21st, a magnitude 5.8 tremor centered in Afghanistan's Hindu Kush mountain ranges hit 69 kilometers southeast of Faizabad. Its tremors, which caused panic among residents, could also be felt in nearby Pakistani states of Islamabad, Punjab, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, and Kashmir, as well as in India's Jammu and Kashmir state. Also that day in the Philippines, a 5.7 magnitude quake rocked the buildings across Manila, its epicenter 87 kilometers from the capital. Fortunately, neither of the quakes resulted in significant damage or injuries, and no tsunami alerts were issued. We are thankful for the safety of those in the quake-stricken regions, as we pray that such distressing events are soon a thing of the past, as humanity's gentler lifestyles help restore the Earth's stability.
Citizens, speak out. People across the globe are making use of online social media tools such as Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube to organize rallies toward a goal of government reform that brings greater human rights, dignity, democracy, and living conditions. Among the countries where such demonstrations are occurring are Algeria, Argentina, Armenia, Australia, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Belgium, Bolivia, Brazil, Burkina Faso, Chile, China, Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Croatia, Djibouti, Egypt, France, Greece, Honduras, India, Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Italy, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Malaysia, Mauritania, Morocco, North Korea, Oman, Pakistan, Palestine, Panama, Portugal, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Swaziland, Tunisia, Turkey, Turkish Cyprus, United Kingdom, Venezuela, and Yemen.
In Iraq, President Masoud Barzani of the Kurdistan Autonomous Region ordered the government to quickly create a new commission, as well as to schedule early elections in an effort to address recent demands from citizens for more honesty and political opportunity in government. Meanwhile, hundreds of people in the small Adriatic nation of Montenegro held their first rally, organized via Facebook, urging for honesty and more jobs. In China, Associated Press reports that over the past few weeks, over 100 Chinese activists have been questioned, followed, or placed under house arrest, with more having been detained or disappeared due to an apparent concern by the government over the potential for unrest similar to what is already occurring in Arab nations.
In Bahrain, the country's minority Wefaq party eased conditions required for talks aimed at ending the bloodshed from government attacks on protesters calling for reform.
Reuters news agency reported on Tuesday that a Bahraini woman missing since the previous Wednesday's violent suppression of protesters in the city of Manama by the government has been found to have died of gunshot wounds after last being seen driving her car in the city last Wednesday.
In Yemen, after witnessing severe violence used against the unarmed protesters, a growing number of important government officials announced via televised address that they were switching their support to the protesters' side. This includes top-ranking Major General Ali Mohsen Al-Amar, a commander of the Army's 1st Armored Division, and General Ali Abdullaha Aliwa, an advisor to the Supreme Leader of the Army, bringing the total number of senior officers who have defected to 19. The ambassador to the Arab League and 4 of the 6 diplomats at the U.S. Embassy also announced their formal resignation or have said that they are now working for the people of Yemen.
Meanwhile, despite President Ali Abdullah Saleh agreeing to quit in January 2012 after organizing early elections, the protesters have not accepted, saying based on previous experience that they want him out now. Following his country's abstention in the United Nations vote that approved the no-fly zone, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev voiced support on Monday for the UN resolutions that had been passed to protect innocent Libyan civilians. He also called for a rapid end to violence and expressed a desire to assist in mediation. In a meeting with British Prime Minister David Cameron on Tuesday, Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Saud Al-Faisal gave positive support for both the stated goals of the no-fly zone as well as the steps to achieve them. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon also urged the regime of Colonel Gaddafi towards full compliance with the demands of the UN Security Council for an immediate ceasefire.
Amidst reports from the Libyan government of multiple civilian injuries and casualties due to the airstrikes by the UN-sanctioned coalition, Indonesian reporter Adini Effendi reports she was able to investigate the claims at two hospitals in the capital city, Tripoli, where she saw empty ambulances and no incoming patients. In addition, the UK-based Daily Mail reports a fourth mission was called off shortly before an airstrike would have occurred when British Special Air Service identified civilians, including foreign reporters, at a location in Tripoli. Ali Zaidan, an envoy for the revolutionaries' Libyan National Transitional Council, affirmed the citizens' underlying wish for peace, saying that they do not want coalition forces to engage in a ground war on Libyan soil, nor do they wish for the death of Colonel Gaddafi.
On Tuesday, after a coalition plane crashed during a mission over Benghazi, the two airmen were able to evacuate and land safely with only minor injuries. Saying that the coalition's no-fly zone is causing more citizens' deaths, Libyan government spokesperson Musa Ibrahim stated that civilians in the city of Zawiya were killed by revolutionaries in the town, not Gaddafi-led forces.
However, a Sky News team headed by journalist Alex Crawford chronicled 3 days of being trapped in the same city, where she said that not only did the government shut off all basic services, including internet, mobile phone, water, and electricity, but they also fired upon citizens, along with apartment buildings and vehicles such as ambulances. The reporters said that the government forces even destroyed the city's mosque, razing it to the ground, an event also documented by British Department of Defense aerial photos.
Press TV reports that cities of Misrata and Ajdabiya continue under siege, with government tanks and snipers firing on civilians and 40 people killed in a 24-hour period as of Tuesday, including 4 children, as attacks also continue in Zintan and nearby Yafran, with 19 dead there. Speaking about the United States' current leadership role for the UN-sanctioned no-fly zone, U.S. President Barack Obama affirmed the goal of transferring command power to an international body within the coming days, not weeks, after which the U.S. will be a participant only. French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé has proposed that a new political steering committee would take the lead from the U.S., not the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, as originally discussed. The new committee would be more inclusive in being comprised of both Western and Arab League members.
We are deeply sorrowed by the loss of precious lives and pray for the ceasing of all conflicts for the harmonious coexistence of people and nations worldwide in freedom, dignity, and peace.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will." U.S. presidential tour deepens Latin American ties. As the first country visited on his 5-day tour, President Obama delivered a keynote address in Brazil's Rio de Janeiro on Sunday, March 20th, where he praised both the history and the progress of her people, saying, "When men and women peacefully claim their human rights, our own common humanity is enhanced. Wherever the light of freedom is lit, the world becomes a brighter place. That is the example of Brazil." On Monday, the Obama family was warmly welcomed in Chile, and the U.S. leader spoke at a press conference alongside his Chilean counterpart, President Sebastián Piñera, where he pledged his country's commitment to helping end illegal drug trafficking along with equal partnership in future trade collaborations. Completing his trip on Tuesday in El Salvador, the president met with Salvadoran President Mauricio Funes for talks that focused on enhancing the two countries' cultural and trade relations. "Our respectful accolades, Your Excellency and First Family, for your cordial visit and fostering of deeper ties with Brazil, Chile, and El Salvador. May relations among the people of the United States and all the warm-hearted Latin American nations flourish in prosperity and friendship."
19 Gazans lose their lives following Israeli strike. Escalating conflicts between Israel and the Hamas group that runs Gaza, Palestine, resulted on Monday, March 21st, in Israeli rocket fire, taking the lives of 19 people, including children. Following the event, the Palestinian Hamas military group pledged to end retaliatory rocket fire if Israel agreed to halt attacks on Gaza, while Hamas spokesman Taher al-Nunu told Agence France-Presse that the Hamas movements, Gaza government, and all other groups within Gaza were committed to preserving the informal truce with Israel to further security within the territory. "It saddens us deeply to know of the cost to human life, and we pray that with heaven's grace such a truce is upheld with diplomatic resolution to bring safety, well-being, and lasting peace to all people throughout the Middle East."
Partial power transfer scheduled in Afghanistan. On Tuesday, March 22nd, Afghan President Hamid Karzai announced 7 locations that will be handed over from NATO troops to Afghan security personnel in July. This represents the first of a series of steps leading to the complete withdrawal of foreign troops from Afghanistan. Areas affected include the provinces of Kabul, Panjshir, and Bamiyan, and the cities of Herat, Mazar-i-Sharif, Meterlam, and Lashkargah, whose populations together account for approximately 1/5 of the nation's people. "We laud this announcement heralding Afghanistan's resumed independence and integrity, wishing the Afghan people ever harmonious development together, leading to a nation of stable prosperity and peace."
Canute the bear passed away. On Saturday, March 19, the world-famous white polar bear of Germany's Berlin Zoo died suddenly of unknown causes at the young age of 4 in his outdoor enclosure. Raised in the company of humans, Canute gained much fame and thousands of fans since being a cub. His unexpected departure brought tributes from many people, some of whom left flowers with messages of condolence, such as, "We will miss you." "We too are deeply saddened by the untimely loss of the beloved Canute. Our prayers for humanity's benevolence to help restore the pristine habitats of all species, so that the magnificent polar bear and other co-inhabitants may thrive in better, more natural environments once more."
Save Our Planet. World Wildlife Fund International Director General Jim Leaf affirms conclusions made by scientists in a recent UN Environment Program report, saying that a clean and green economy better delivers both stability and prosperity for all of humanity.
Save Our Planet. During the 3rd International Congress on Mayan Culture in the Yucatan State of Mexico, renowned U.S. archaeologist Richard D. Hansen announces the findings of a 30-year study which concludes that the legendary Mayan civilization collapsed after eco-damage triggered deforestation and widespread damage to the agricultural system.
Save Our Planet. In an effort to reduce its carbon footprint, U.S.-based beverage manufacturer PepsiCo Incorporated creates a new recyclable plastic bottle made of 100% plant materials such as switchgrass, pine bark, and corn husks.
Hi, I'm Quacky, the Duchess of Lilydale, one of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. My diet consists of delicious plant-based food. Today, I have an organic gardening tip. Spring is the perfect time to plant trees, which will later yield delicious fruits. For example, just one semi-miniature apple tree can produce up to 500 apples a season for 15 to 20 years. What a wonderful way to eat organic, save money, and benefit the environment. Check online or with your local horticultural expert for recommendations on the best trees suited for your location. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, advocacy groups support women in South Sudan. My Sisters Keeper and South Sudan Women's Empowerment Network are working to help women be included in all aspects of society as South Sudan transitions to becoming an independent state. These organizations are focusing on providing education and training, as well as facilitating collaboration. Furthermore, the groups are advocating for more women to take their place within the government. Our earnest thankfulness, My Sisters Keeper and South Sudan Women's Empowerment Network, for your efforts to enhance the role of women in South Sudan. May the contribution of all citizens be appreciated for a prosperous and stable future.
In cultural news, today is the National Day of Pakistan, celebrating the Lahore Resolution passed in 1940, which preceded the country's independence in 1947. Adjacent to the Arabian Sea and west of India, Pakistan has a rich history involving many cultures. Taxila in the province of Punjab is one of the most important archaeological sites in Asia. It is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site and reflects Persian, Greek and Central Asian influences. From the 5th century BCE to the 2nd century CE, Taxila was a significant Buddhist center of learning. An additional World Heritage Site is the Fort and Shalimar Gardens in Lahore. Famous Pakistanis include the internationally renowned musician Mr. Nazarat Fateh Ali Khan, esteemed novelist and playwright Ms. Fatima Saraya Beja, and highly acclaimed poet Mr. Hamed Fares. We wish the refined people of Pakistan an uplifting National Day. Up next on Noteworthy News, a man and his beloved canine companions get help in returning home. We'll have some quiet time with God. Be right back. More engaging news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, cheerful news for a happier world. In animal news, a woman from the United States helps a man and his dogs get back home. While stopping at a gas station in Tehachapi, California, Ms. Tia Torres noticed a man shivering in the grass next to his two dogs, who were covered with blankets to stay warm. Touched by the caregiver's compassion towards his pit bull mixed canine friends, Ms. Torres decided to do what she could to assist them. Since then, Ms. Torres, who founded and directs a pit bull rescue facility, has worked on raising money so that Ben and his beloved canine companions, Angel and Nina, can return to Kentucky, more than 2,200 miles or over 3,600 kilometers away. Ben said, "When people come up and do wonderful things like this, it kind of restores your faith in humanity again and realize there are good people out there." God bless you, Ms. Tia Torres, for your compassionate heart and generous actions. May Ben, Angel, and Nina enjoy the comfort of cozy residence in Kentucky.
For her altruistic spirit, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Ms. Tia Torres with the Shining World Compassion Award and $10,000 for her rescue mission facility. Supreme Master Ching Hai is also gifting $3,000 for Ben and his animal companions to help out with love, love, and love. And now for some laughter with a joke told in Moldovan entitled Doctor's Advice.
Un bărbat care lucra la chei s-a dus la doctor. Doctorul știa că bărbatul bea mult alcool și ar putea să-i fie atacat ficatul. Și el l-a avertizat. Dacă o continui așa, poți să ai o problemă serioasă. În viitor, te-aș sfătui să te limitezi la apă. Câteva luni mai târziu, medicul și-a întâlnit pacientul pe chei și i-a spus: "Sper că mi-ai ascultat sfatul." "Da, doctore," i-a răspuns bărbatul. "Mi-am schimbat lucrul. Acum sunt scafandru și îmi petrec toată viața în apă."
And now for our viewers' heartline on actress Emily Deschanel, vegan and animal lover, which was featured on Vegetarian Elite, and can also be accessed in our online archives.
I have been a vegan for 3 months now, thanks to my favorite actress, Emily Deschanel. I am the only one in my family and friends to not eat meat. I have to watch the show to believe in myself and the difference I am making. Emily rocks. Lizzie from South Africa.
Lovely Lizzie, thank you so much for sharing this fantastic news. We are delighted to hear that beautiful and gentle-hearted Emily Deschanel has inspired you to join the vegan circle of compassion. By adopting the plant-based diet, you are truly making a vital contribution to protecting precious life and saving our cherished planet. May heaven abundantly bless you and the beautiful people of sunny South Africa.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your heart and soul rejoice in the glory of the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With more than 4.5 million registered to vote, Haitians stand calmly in lines to cast their presidential ballot for either legal scholar and former First Lady Dr. Mirlande Manigat or composer and popular singer Michel Martelly, with preliminary results to be announced on March 31st.
Charity organization The Philippine Business for Social Progress creates an early warning system that makes use of BlackBerry smartphones and laptops to provide alerts for residents in southern Leyte province so they can seek safety from impending natural disasters.
African runners sweep the Rome Marathon in Italy, with Ethiopia's Fidahiwat Dato winning the women's race for the third consecutive time, and Kenya's Dixon Kiptola Chamba crossing the men's race finish line first in a personal best of 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 45 seconds.
Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki meets with British Ambassador to Iraq John Jenkins to review developments in Libya and Bahrain, as well as discuss the furthering of relations between their countries.
To increase work efficiency and the health of civil servants in Zhengzhou City of China's Henan Province, consuming alcohol during lunch recess of any workday is now banned, while those on duty are prohibited from drinking alcohol in public places at any time.
Iraq's Justice Ministry spokesperson Hadar al-Sadi announces that a controversial jail in Baghdad's high-security green zone is being closed.
Prime Minister of Pakistan Syed Yusuf Raza Gilani welcomes Bhutan's Prime Minister Yongchen Jigmeyosatindi for a visit in which both agree to enhance bilateral relations, especially in trade and tourism.
Following the devastation of a 5.8 quake in March, all primary and high schools and vocational schools are now reopened in southwest China's Yinjiang County, with most of the 45,000 students attending classes in temporary shelters.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.